Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. Paul demonstrated an undeniable call of heaven upon his life. His own testimony tells of meeting Jesus Christ himself when Paul was on the road to Damascus, carrying official papers giving him permission to arrest certain individuals for the high crime of following Jesus. Paul had zealously tried to single-handedly purge his native religion from the effects of all Jesus followers. He found great delight in seeing them imprisoned, and some even executed for their faith. His fateful meeting with Christ changed everything for Paul. He went from being a rabid defender of Judaism to a devoted champion of the gospel of Jesus of Nazareth. Paul had been greatly feared and hated by the Christians, but he was rapidly finding even more wrath from his own countrymen. Some of the religious leaders with whom he had served so faithfully became his greatest enemies. Paul went from hatred to hatred as he radically changed the source of his commitment. It is interesting to consider how God dealt with Paul. As he was coming up through the religious ranks, Paul soared with support and enthusiastic praise of his superiors. Paul was educated by some of the most elite rabbis, one of whom was named Gamaliel, a man respected throughout the Pharisees. When Paul was converted, it was dramatic and it was complete. He went from being sold out to the cause of Judaism to being all in for Christ. His entire life had been under the supervisory oversight of the Lord God. Every action and thought had been carefully considered by the Lord, and when it was time, he sent his son to deal with Paul and bring him into the fold for his purpose. Paul made a comment that makes me believe that he understood that God had been overseeing him from birth. Paul's life was not coincidental. It was by design. God had a plan for Paul, and at the perfect moment, he called Paul in a unique manner. Paul wrote in Galatians 1:15, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace." God had a special task for Paul, and it was determined for him at birth. He didn't know it at the time, but as he was rising through the ranks of the Pharisees, gaining more and more recognition for his zeal and determination, God's plan was being enacted. God would soon use the credibility Paul brought with him in serving Christ. It would take someone of Paul's background to speak the language of the religious elite. He would understand how they thought better than anyone else. God would use him and his knowledge to minister to other Jews, yes, but God had an even bigger mission in mind for Paul. Because Paul was well-versed in the scriptures of the Old Testament, he would be able to understand their seed truth when he realized that Jesus was the promised Messiah. The scriptures came alive with truth to Paul when he applied Jesus to each of those prophecies. God was able to communicate truths to Paul that he could then pass along to all who would become the New Testament church. God had a special purpose for Paul, one that began at birth and continued through the rest of his life. God has a plan for each of us as well. Paul was effective because he yielded to his plan. So what's holding us back? God bless you today. I love you.